plus 200 Jews live. There's a kosher kitchen. Many of the Jews receive free meals or subsidized meals from that kosher kitchen. And in that, together with that kosher kitchen, there is a minyan, and that's one of the two minyanim in Lodz. One shul, and only one shul, is still standing from before the war. This is a 19th century shul. It is a beautiful sight to see, and I hope we'll be able to. So the itinerary will be, we'll go first to the cemetery. It's an incredible Beis Olam to see. According to the official records of Lodz, 180,000 people are buried in the Lodz Cemetery. The cemetery is standing almost entirely. 180,000 people buried there. About 5 years ago, in all the guidebooks, they used to say in Warsaw, that in the Warsaw Cemetery, which is also standing and we'll visit it, there were 150,000 Jews buried in Warsaw. But since Lodz, in a recent publication, announced that there are 180,000 Jews buried in Lodz, in the latest revised Warsaw edition, there are now 200,000 people buried in Warsaw. So there's this Hitcharut going on between these two cemeteries. But Lodz is an incredible sight to see. There were very wealthy Jews in Lodz, these magnates, and they made sure that they were buried accordingly, according to their station. On the other hand, there were a lot of Hasidic Jews in Lodz, famous Rabbanim, and they are buried in a very different manner in the very same cemetery. All this is available for us to see. You can pretty much recreate the various social classes that made up Lodz just by visiting the cemetery. The cemetery Lodz was constructed in 1892. As I say, Lodz is late on the Jewish scene, so those 180,000 graves are from 1892. From 1997. The cemetery is still in use today.
I imagine there must be a lot of mass graves there. Huh?
There is one mass grave which we will see. That we can see in Lodz. We will leave the cemetery. We will try to get our bus to drive around a little bit. If we have the time, we'll get off the bus and we'll walk approximately 8 or 9 blocks in the heart of Lodz, so that we can see some of those Jewish buildings and some of the great palaces built by these magnates. Perhaps, if we can, we'll walk also to the ghetto area where the Jews were, right in the heart of Lodz. We'll see a little part of the ghetto area, and there is a plaque put up by the community in commemoration of the fact that this was the ghetto area. So if we get a chance, we'll do that. And as I say, the only other really important thing for us to see in Lodz would be the shul, and I hope we'll be able to do that. We'll certainly give it a try. If she's not there, I'll make as many calls as I can to the Jewish Community Center and elsewhere, and see whether or not we can't get a key. But I'm not very hopeful, because the Jewish Community Center closes every day at 2 p.m. So we're long past 2 p.m.
Cemetery at Lodz.
So now we're in the new cemetery of Lodz, 1892-1997, where there's been much repair done. Fortunately, various donors, various organizations, and a lot of hard-working people gathered together to reconstitute the cemetery. It is now a historical site here in Poland, and being taken care of, but there's still vandalism going on, and we'll see signs that as we walk through the cemetery. We are not going to see the whole cemetery, because we won't live long enough to see the whole cemetery, but we will look at a few key points. And those of you who have relatives here, you're welcome to go running around and do the best you can to see if you can find them. You'll soon see this is not a small cemetery. So we're going to get started right away. We're standing in front of an incredible building. This is the Tahara House. This is where Levayis and Levayis were held, and funeral sermons delivered, and so on. You'll get a better view of this as you walk through.
Wait. Just see it.
What was that? Oh, thank you.
Last June. Tombstone in this cemetery, which is the tombstone of Poznanski. Israel Poznanski was one of those magnates, textile magnates, and his tombstone has been repaired. We're going to walk straight there, because she is in a hurry. She has the key to the tombstone. She also has the key to the shul. From there, we're going to go to the shul. Oh. And then we'll come back and relax here, because there are people here that are looking for relatives.